It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Hi, Whitney.
How are you, Keith Urban? It's so good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
It's been a long time.
It has. Yeah, too long.
Well, welcome back. Not that you've been anywhere, but because I know when you're not in front of us, you're working on stuff for us. So
yeah,
you're a giver.
Yes, very, very true.
I got a couple of great songs that we can talk about. But if you have two songs out, and I know that you have said to me you're always working on the next album, is there something shaping up?
The album's totally finished.
Oh, of course it is.
So this time last year, February 2023, I'd been working on the follow-up to The Speed of Now. Spent about a year on that record, took that album in to my team to play it for them top to bottom, and I got about maybe four or five songs into that listening experience, and I could feel every part of my body was like, this is not
really
it. This is not the record.
Was it the first time you'd heard it out loud?
Yeah, first time I'd played in front of people, and my conviction level just was just collapsing like Jenga. And it's the most awful feeling, because I could also feel it in the room.
Yes, and there's no escaping.
I said to my team, I said, this is not the record, is it? And bless them, they said, well, you tell us, you know.
But still.
And I went, it's not. It's maybe half an album at best, maybe a little less, maybe 40% of an album.
Oh, God.
And I just, it was all the wind just went, and I was so gutted. And because I also knew the work that was laying ahead of me with that realization. It would have been so much easier for me to just go, it's fine. This is the album. Yeah,
yeah.
Let's go. Let's get the tour out there. Let's do the thing. Let's go. But I wasn't 100% in. I wasn't in, and I could feel it. And then the strangest thing happened. I went out to my car and I bawled my eyes out.
Oh my God, you did?
It matters to me, especially when you're putting that much work, to know that you're not there, like you're so not there. And then I went home and listened to the record, and there was four songs out of 13. Messed Up Is Me was one of them.
Oh, what a great song.
And the strangest thing happened, Whitney. These four songs, I wrote down the titles and I was like, okay, these four, they're right. I know these songs are right. And it was literally like, it was like the songs said to me, take us with you. We don't belong here.
Oh, wow.
Take all four of us. And if you keep us together and now write songs and record, knowing we're there, we're the center here, we're all good. But
right.
we will now help you point the way if you just trust us. Like, don't question us. Trust us and go down this road. You made your record that you wanted to make and it didn't work out. So now trust the songs.
We are your core.
And they did it. Those four songs did it. Like, they just did it, because we went and wrote Straight Line. We went and wrote so many songs. None of it was there. I went and did a duet with a very famous artist that we recorded last June. That wouldn't have happened without that moment. So everything good started happening after that, but it was excruciating at the time.
And here
we are a year later, and finally those four plus another 11 song album, and it's done top to bottom.
Now, were both Straight Lines and Messed Up Is Me, were those both on the other album?
No, just Messed Up.
Oh, really?
Straight Line was written probably not coincidentally, because like I said, I started this album back in 22 with the intention of having kind of like a framework to work between. I kind of had a theme for the record. Sometimes my records can wander in all kinds of directions, and I'm like, I'm going to make a record that just has a strong theme to it. That'll give me a framework to create within. I'll create in here. I won't lose my way. It'll keep me focused. That approach turned out to be really linear, really sort of a bit one-dimensional. So it was a lot of this.
No circling back and
Yeah, and all the stuff that lives outside of those edges was what I was missing and what the record needed. And Straight Line was the very first thing we wrote. And so it's no coincidence that it's this very effervescent.
Oh, yes.
Jubilant, screw it. We're going off into the sunset. Who's with me? You know, I know why I wrote that song, and certainly what it means to other people will be their own life. But for me, it was complete, utter liberation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's what it sounds like. And then we heard Messed Up Is Me, and it's like just two ends of the spectrum right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Messed Up Is Me is just like, I'm hoping you'd be awake at three. I'm not doing it verbatim.
Come on, sing it for me.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. But, you know, I'm hoping you'd be awake at 2:45. Mm. That's 3 a.m. talking to you, you know?
Yeah.
That is not, Straight Line is not coming into your head at 2:30 a.m. It's Messed Up. That's a morning song. That'll get anybody going, even me.
Yes.
Dedicated midday person getting up at noon. And the other one is just so middle of the night. So I can't wait to see what you have between those two.
Thank you. And I think hopefully between those two songs, especially Straight Line, I think hopefully that's, for me, that's the feeling of what our concerts are like. That's on stage for me, at least. Anyway, that's the way I feel when I'm on stage on a really good night. I feel like the energy in Straight Line. And that seemed like the perfect way to kick off the record. It's the opening song on the album. And it was the first thing we released. And then, but then there's, you know, I do 180s in my show too. And Messed Up As Me is definitely a 180 from that. So it's the first sexy dysfunctional song I think I've ever done.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah. Some people are still there, but yeah.
That's true. Get out. Come to the Straight Line. What is there a date for the album?
Sometime this year. Yeah, I don't have...
Okay, thanks. That narrows it down.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have a date yet, but I love the fact that we can at least keep putting new songs out. So now it's just a case of what comes next after Messed Up As Me. I hope it's the duet that I did because I've been sitting on it since last summer.
And no hints on who this other person is. Is that what you're telling me?
No, but... when it comes out, you'll understand why it's been so frustrating sitting on it since last summer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
There you go.
I know, you know, I mean, I have always enjoyed the duets that don't always make it to the radio, but they make it to the album. But what was it like for you to sing almost like backup for Rita? Is it Rita Ora?
Yeah.
What was that like? Because I know that, you know, people are happy to back you up, but I don't think that I've really heard you backing other people up much, have I?
Yeah, I've done a lot of it over the years, but I haven't. But that's the first time I've done something with Rita. Yeah, she's great. Yeah. I love her. I love her voice. And she sent me the song. I loved the song and was thrilled to be on it.
Well, listen, I know you got a busy time ahead of you, and I know you've been very busy. I just want to tell you, I saw this video of you in your studio, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like you're playing a very large briefcase.
Yeah.
Do you know that you can afford a drum? Do you know that you probably, if you check the bank account, can probably afford a real drum or something to bang on instead of luggage?
Doesn't sound as good.
Does that instrument make the cut on the album? Because that I'll be listening for.
That's in Straight Line, actually, weirdly enough. And then I ditched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I put that little thing under the guitar solo. Because I thought it gave it this little giddy-up momentum that was new to the moment. And then I did umpteen different solos and eventually settled on one. And that little giddy-up thing, I didn't like it. So I just, I muted it.
It's so funny. The briefcase doesn't make it, but we go way back to find a gym whistle in another one of your songs. So there are no like household items around.
That was in You're Gonna Fly. That was in You're Gonna Fly.
Right.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I took that from Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The whistle. I always love the whistle in Welcome to the Jungle. It's so like, what? Something's about to go down.
It's the same as You're Gonna Fly. I remember because I think the guys from Low Cash wrote that song.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, did you know a gym whistle was gonna show up? They're like, we had no idea. It was not in our version. So
I love textures in songs.
Yeah.
Even the second verse of Straight Line, there's a line in there that I really love, finally leaving Hotel California. And the reason I love that line so much is because I thought, what's the ultimate statement of finally getting out and breaking out? And that lyric in Hotel California by the Eagles.
You can check out anytime you like.
It says you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So
yeah.
Obviously the ultimate release would be finally leaving Hotel California, right?
Yeah.
And when that moment happened, when we're making the record and we have a little breakdown, I was like, it's still missing something. And so I went out and did like, woo, hey. And I'm like, I'd like a party of one in the background with chinking glasses and stuff like that. It's just this little just this little bit of celebratory texture that you hear just in the background. And so those things take so long when I'm making records because the ideas come when they come.
You know what I would love to hear, Keith? You know how when you watch a movie and they have a director's cut? I would love if you had a director's cut of your album and you could just hit pause and go, okay, let me tell you what's happening here.
I would love that. There's a lot going on, and I think there's a lot of detail in all of these songs. And so hopefully if you listen to it over and over again, my hope is that you'll always hear something that you didn't hear the first time.
Keith, I am so happy to see you.
You too. Always, Whitney. Always.
Always, Keith. I can't wait to see you on the road, see what you've had up your sleeve for the last few years. It's been dying to get out.
Yes.
And congratulations for leaving Hotel California. Good for you. It sounds like it applies to the new album.
Congrats
love it.
To everybody getting out.
You got to check out the tune Messed Up as Me, Keith Urban. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Whitney. Always good to see you.